You are listening to Show Up Arizona across the beautiful state of Arizona. My name is Billy Harfash. This is iHeartRadio. We have a fun segment right now. Enough of the serious stuff. This is an interesting program, initiative, and company. Listen to this. So during the pandemic, myself included, I've been sitting on the couch a lot with my phone and my laptop and doing some work, and I'm always on Instagram, and I'm always chatting and texting. But we forgot as a people about face-to-face human interactions, going to a bar, meeting somebody, making a new friend, going on the golf course like I do, and you get matched up with three other people, and it's like, I forgot how to talk to strangers. Don't worry, we've got the answer. Listen to this. After a difficult year with limited social interaction, a new technology company is on a mission to help people engage in worthwhile, quality conversations. And I'll tell you what, I file this one under mental health and a relief of anxiety. I'd like to welcome Gal Leventhal. She's the co-founder of Jabberyak. Wait to hear about this. Gal, welcome to the studio, iHeartRadio.
Thank you.
So is this your first time on the radio?
It absolutely is.
Okay, you're doing a great job so far. And speaking of face-to-face, we have you here in studio, which I'm really happy about. This is a really interesting idea. First of all, 30 seconds or less, what is Jabberyak?
Jabberyak is a fun way to get people connected, going back to basics and getting people talking.
Okay, and you brought me in a couple gifts here. I have like this name tag thing, and I have a t-shirt with all of these different things that I could be interested in. So how does it work? Is it under the premise of, what was the gentleman's name there? I met him before, Kevin Bacon, right? The 7 degrees of separation?
Right. That takes us a little back and right into the middle of what I wanted to talk to you about, but we can start there. So what we've done is, people will go onto our website and select the 7 interests that they think best reflects who they are and what they want other people to know about them. We take these interests then, we print them on t-shirts, on lanyards, and people wear it to an event, whatever that event might be. And this gets people connected on shared or common interests. Mm. It gives people a visual shot of somebody else, and they know something about somebody before the first word is even spoken. It takes away that anxiety, that small talk, not knowing what to say, but more importantly, it allows you to jump into a meaningful on-topic conversation straight away.
Makes a lot of sense.
So what we did is we looked at why 7. 7 is seen as a magical, mystical number. 7 days of the week, 7 wonders of the world.
Lucky number 7.
Lucky number 7. 7 also happens to be the maximum number of items that a person can put into their short-term memory.
Is the phone number 7 digits?
1, 2, 3.
Yeah. 7. I just can't see that.
7
right on
keeps
the fly.
Coming round. But it's also a way of identifying individuality in groups of people. So we took this concept, and then as you're just talking about, old Kevin Bacon, and we took that and said, if most people are connected within 6 steps or 6 degrees, what happens if we add the 7th? And we did that through shared interests. And by doing that, it was the final connecting point of bringing everybody into the fold.
It's very interesting. Okay, so if you want to find out what we're talking about here, this is what you can do. You can go to the website, right, Gal? Let's go to the website right now. Check out jabberyak.com. I love the concept. It's JABBERYAK.com. And I understand, Gal, this is just launching.
Yep.
We're blasting this out. It's starting right here in the Valley, right? This could be an international thing. Who knows? But we're getting at it early here. Oh, by the way, you're from South Africa originally?
I am.
Okay, good, because I just wanted to mention the accent. Beautiful accent. You get on the website, jabberyak.com, and then you can insert your interests. Is there some sort of a form you fill out, or how does it work?
What happened is there's 2 ways of doing it. So the first way is, at the moment, we contract with somebody, a conference organizer, social group organizer, whoever wants to introduce that to their group of people. Once we know who's coming or registered for an event, we will send an email out to those people with a link to our site. It will take you automatically to our site, and then we have a template of every single interest that you can think of for people to download that they think represents them. We also have a way, because sometimes a company might not want just a generalized list. Mm. Maybe they want it to be more specific to their event. Where are you from? What department are you from? What color is your car? We can change the template for those individual companies so it reflects their particular idea for their own conference.
You know, it's really simple, but in a way, it's also genius. Uh-huh. So I want to look at your shirt right now, if I may. So this is you, right?
This is me.
Obviously, we're on radio, but we can take a picture. I'll post it, you know, at Billy Harfosh on Instagram. And Gail said that she's going to send me a shirt. So we have tea. We have Mahjong. So there's a conversation story.
There we are.
What's Mahjong? Then you have shopaholic, ethnic cuisine, dog person, marketing, and cooking. So those are your seven interests, right? And already there's one I don't even know what it is. So boom, conversation has started.
Absolutely.
So it could be something we don't know much about and we want to learn more about, or something like, oh my God, you're a dog person. What's your dog's name?
Exactly.
I am too. And then the conversation goes from there. Now, we were talking a little bit before we went on the air, Gail, about this could be used. I'm a business guy too. I have all kinds of crazy ideas. My problem is I have no time to actually implement them. This could be used like first day of school, right? Uh-huh. First day of school. This could be used at corporate events. Your suggestion was sororities and fraternity parties, stuff like that, or just
orientation. For anything.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Orientation for anything. And what it does, ladies and gentlemen, is it kind of relieves your anxiety, right? I mean, you have something to get the conversation going. In real life, I don't know how much you're on social media, Gal, or dating sites. Now we have Bumble and Tinder, and we have Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and TikTok. People go on there, and for lack of a better term, they stalk other people. I mean, this is the true thing. You know, when I do get an interview, let's say with a politician, first thing I do, I go to his or her social media. And I see, who is he taking photos with? Who is she, who else is interviewing her? What does her spouse look like? What's her dog's name? I'm trying to look for information so I can kind of compute what kind of person that is. In real life, when I meet someone out at a bar, at a grocery store, I can't do that, no. Right? I don't know who they really are. So this is kind of brings down the walls, the barriers to entry, and boom, I see a lot about you. Seven things right on your shirt.
Well, firstly, feel free to stalk us at any time.
Okay.
No problems.
Stalk away.
But when we were actually testing the T-shirts and we brought in some young group of people, what they particularly liked is one of them said, this is awesome because if somebody's got wine on their T-shirt, they can actually go to them and say, can I buy you a glass of wine?
So usually I actually have wine on my T-shirt.
Okay.
You see what
so
I did
it's
there.
An immediate. It breaks that ice. It takes away their pregnant silence, not knowing what to say. But most importantly, people are anxious to be rejected by somebody. And that's one of the reasons you don't want to approach somebody. But this way, it's an invitation to be approached because it's something that you can talk about.
Now, how are you going to get this thing out there? Is this only available right here in Phoenix, Scottsdale?
No.
You know, this show goes across the state. So we're speaking to the whole state now.
It's available to anybody and everybody who has a conference, who has anything that this would be suitable for.
Is there a maximum, minimum size? In other words, if I'm having a birthday party of 20 people, does that work?
It works, but it wouldn't have the same effect because chances are if you've got a birthday of 20 people, they know each other. So it tends to be more for when you are trying to socialize groups of people, you know, make it a little bit easier for them, take that awkwardness out of those large social groups. That's what it's for.
Again, so simple, but a genius concept. I wish I thought of it. Go to jabberyak.com. It's JABBERYAK.com. And I understand, Gail, you're going to be launching all your social media, and I'm sure you'll be all over Instagram and all that kind of stuff. Just check it out, jabberyak.com. It's a brilliant idea. Now, I was just in the back of my mind here thinking about some other ways that we could incorporate this kind of thing. I go to a lot of these like political events, right? And a lot of people, you know, you have some politicians speaking on stage and then after, you know, everyone's kind of mingling. I could see this for political reasons. What are the seven issues across the state of Arizona that are most important? I don't know, the border, water, taxes, education. There's so many different ways you could incorporate this. Maybe I should just be one of
No, that's awesome because what you've said is absolutely correct, is it straddles so many different markets. And we can change it to be more pertinent to what you need. So absolutely, for a political event, it's a great talking point. And then what we also do on one side of it is the people that are attending the events or the social groups or whatever it is. And you're giving them a tool to socialize and take that anxiety out. But what it also does is it makes the event much more successful, much more memorable for the people attending. So in a way, that's who you're attending to. But on the other side of it, we take that information that we get from those people that are coming to your event, and we actually we've got a dashboard a tech dashboard. And what we do is we take all that information, collate it, and we give it to you prior to your event. So you know who's coming to your event, and you can tailor your marketing activities exactly to the people.
Oh, that's the next level.
So it doesn't. So if you are planning a wine event and all the people that are coming put beer, well, change it. Don't do wine, do beer.
Gosh.
So just, yeah, so it's, it helps a lot with the activities
as
well.
It's like targeted online marketing in person. It's like, this is, for me, like the more I talk about it and the more I learn about it, it's just really an interesting concept. I'm speaking right now to Gail Leventhal, the state of Arizona, iHeartRadio. This is Show Up Arizona. My name is Billy Harfosh. Jabberyak, very simple. Go to the website, Jabberyak. You're going to put in your interest, or maybe you can register for an event. Yeah, if you're an event organizer or something like that. Get this going. They print the t-shirts. You guys take care of it all, right?
Absolutely.
I assume you print the t-shirts, you ship the t-shirts.
Ship it out.
Is this just in Arizona? Can we go national?
Can go national.
Because, you know, this show is international. I got a lot of listeners right now. iHeartRadio app, Barcelona, Spain. Hello, Warsaw,
that might
Poland.
Be a little difficult to reach at the moment,
well,
but we'll get
we just
there.
Launched. Let's slow down here.
There.
Okay, slow me down. Now, Gail, have you had any events yet? I know you just launched, but I want to see this. By the way, I will be there. You tell me what event, and I will be there. I want to check this out. I love social interaction, but I also love meeting people, but I like the awkwardness. That's what I was looking for. I like that awkwardness. This takes a little bit of the awkwardness out, yet you still have something to go on.
Okay, so we did a test market at a singles group, and it really, really worked well.
How did that go? Were you there?
It went well. I was there.
Are you single as well?
Many, many, many moons ago, I was.
Oh, you were.
I was.
Okay.
And it went really
what
well.
What did it look like? Were people just like staring at each other's t-shirts? I mean, you got to be, you know,
be careful
on some
where
level.
You position it all.
Right.
Actually, we used the lanyards for that.
Okay.
And because at some events, people want to wear their finer, their clothes that are better rather than denims.
Sure.
And so we give the option of either a t-shirt or a lanyard that can be used more with formal events. With your name or just a fun t-shirt when the occasion calls for it.
Okay, so it could be a lanyard too. And by the way, it says, what do seven words say about someone? So the one that you gave me as an example, you hit on a bunch of them. So golf, I don't know if you knew me previous to this conversation, but I'm an avid golfer. Like I literally play golf all the time. Foodie, I love foodie. Hiking, coffee, love coffee. Arizona Cardinals, I love animals, but I don't have a dog or a cat, and I do volunteer a lot. Really great concept, and the reason we had you on today, really, I should mention, is because it's mental health. Listen, we've all had our own story over the last year and a half during this whole pandemic, COVID-19. We were speaking before, some of my family members and some friends and stuff. It feels like people forgot how to communicate with each other face-to-face, and you had a great point. You said, actually, Billy, you corrected me. This started before the pandemic because of the advent of technology, because we all have this communication device in our pockets, essentially 24/7. But we're humans. We want to sit here like we are, eye to eye, face to face. And, this platform helps push that along.
Right. Well, conversation has always been one of life's greatest pleasures. You know, when you go in to meet somebody, remember that excitement when you didn't really know them, their bantering, their facial expressions, what to say to them. There was an excitement. And I think we've eroded that with technology. And I think what technology has done, obviously, in some ways, it's improved things enormously. But in others, I think it's become a crutch. And I think that it's gone in the way of how do we naturally converse with somebody. It's much easier to look at a phone than to talk to somebody. And I think what it's also become is a protective barrier. So when you go into a large social group and you're feeling a little bit of odd, a little odd there, you look at your phone because it's a distraction rather than putting it away and saying, right, let me get out there and talk to people. So absolutely. It's
very interesting. And I ask you right now, if you're in your car, maybe you're about to get out of your car, going into the store, driving to church, whatever you're doing right now, ask yourself this question. When's the last time you truly interacted and met and made a new friend and interacted with a stranger and said, you know what? I'm interested in horses too. Let's go riding. What's your phone number? When's the last time you did that? I bet you didn't do it very much during the pandemic. And I bet you right now, if you're like me, you feel a little bit uncomfortable. Check out jabberyak.com, JABBERYAK.com. I am not endorsing this or anything, well, yet, but I'm not endorsing this, nothing. I just thought it was really interesting because part of what I do at iHeartRadio is to get people together, to open up a forum for conversations. And again, this is a wonderful idea, Gal. I wish I had thought of it, but I didn't. It's all yours. It's jabberyak.com. You can also email info@jabberyak.com or just find me on Instagram like you always do, @BillyHarfosh. Gal, did I miss anything?
Nope.
You did pretty good. First time on radio.
First time. But what I can tell you, which cemented this idea, is we went on a family vacation. And up until that point, we'd been on many family vacations. And it was very difficult to meet people out of your pod. You know, you went to the beach together, you sat together, you ate together, you whatever you did together. And we went on a cruise. And my kid was in med school. And he had on his medical T-shirt from the school that he was at. More people stopped him to talk to him than we've ever had the experience. And that just cemented the idea that people want to talk to each other and people gravitate towards what they know, what they find familiar, and they find people more approachable if they know something about them before they approach that person. And that just cemented this idea for us in the direction of which to go.
That's so true. You know, you just made me think of like sports, right? In this country, sport, people are crazy about sports. If you're in New York City, like I was last year, and I'm sitting there and I see a gentleman in a coffee shop with an Arizona Cardinals hat on, I got to go up and introduce myself, absolutely, right? He's probably from here, you know? You're right. And that's part of like our tribalism. We want to be around people that have the same likes and interests.
Right.
You're right. I love it. You know, before you know it, we could all be wearing these Jabberyak shirts. I'm just going to start wearing mine every day and just seeing what kind of reaction I get. I can't wait to print it up. I'm going to have golf. I might have wine. But the problem is, like, I like to drink wine, but I don't know a lot about wine. So what, golf, wine, radio? No, I don't want radio. But
there is an opening point. Because somebody says to you, hey, I see you've got wine on your are you a connoisseur? And you go, no, actually, I don't know very much about it. And there's a connection already.
There you go.
To talk further.
That's a very good point. I can't wait to get my shirt. You're going to see me out there around town in my Jabberyak shirt. Gal Leventhal, very nice appearance. Thank you so much for being on iHeartRadio.
Thank you. This has been great.
Congratulations on your launch.
Thank you.
Can't wait to see what happens here. This is Show Up Arizona iHeartRadio. My name is Billy Harfosh. If you want to get in touch with any of our guests today, just find me. Show Up Arizona with Billy Harfosh. Facebook, Instagram, @BillyHarfosh. You guys already know all that.